At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Whiskey Neat, spirited conversations with interesting people. I am your host, Christopher Hart. And this week I sit down, we get him back in-house, quite a couple years ago now. Brendan Schaub mentioned that he was working on a whiskey. And we actually tried to get the whiskey in time in order to taste it and give some feedback on it. But we couldn't get it to happen in time. So this week I sit down with David Lucas, Justin Elliott, Mark Harley, hello Mark Harley on Instagram, and Brendan Schaub, and of course my boy Chappelle Lacey. I absolutely love that guy. We all sit down, we have a few drinks, we talk about the whiskey, we talk about whiskey in general, we talk about drinking. We welcome them back to Houston one more time to have a good time. So I wanted to mention our sponsors. Whiskey Neat is brought to you in part by Legent Bourbon, a first-of-its-kind super premium bourbon that melds Kentucky distilling tradition with Japanese blending excellence. Legent is a perfectly balanced yet complex and layered whiskey with a bright and unexpectedly long finish. Order a bottle in your area via drizzly.com, and as always, please, 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 drink smart. One of our other sponsors, our last sponsor for the show, is Amrut. Amrut this year, the International Wine and Spirits Competition gave Amrut Fusion a whopping 95 points. Amrut would like to thank our listeners specifically for being a part of its success. And I can't thank you enough for supporting the show. Without further ado, please welcome Brendan Schaub, Justin Elliott, Mark Harley, David Lucas, and my boy Chappelle Lacey. Cheers. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're on the show. Hey, what's up?
You're coming to the show tonight.
I'm coming to the show tonight. We'll be at the late show. I always bring a whole crowd. I felt like you were going to step up your game, and I almost wore my off-whites, and I didn't.
Which off-white?
The Vapor Max.
Oh, yeah.
Those fire.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice shoes.
Fire.
I did bring some nice shoes, though. Again, thank you. The last time we talked, your wife sent me some
I have
shoes.
More shoes for you.
Dude, you got me into it, man. Me and Chappelle were talking about
addicted.
It. It's about 50, 60 pairs in now. Yeah, and trying to figure out if I can have a loan to afford them.
You keep selling that whiskey, you're going to have more shoes than me.
They get expensive,
yeah,
man.
Shoe game, bro.
They get crazy,
this is where Chappelle's at. So he went to Philly, and my boys out there, like my main guys with shoes is Suplex out there. It's like the number one sneaker store out there.
Love those dudes.
And they run Philly. They always take care of me. Chappelle sends me a picture of this shoe. And if you're a shoe head, it's like the holy grail. It's the M&M Jordan 4s.
Jordan 4s,
right?
Yeah.
He's like, man, I want these. I'm like, Chappelle, that's a $30,000 shoe.
Yeah. I know, and I didn't realize that.
$30,000.
I'm like, dude, do not take out a loan and buy those shoes.
No. I jumped on the Vapor Max and I saw, but you find yourself kind of going for nostalgia now. And I don't know what's cool and what's not cool. Like, I had a text, Brendan was like, hey, man, where do I get some cool jeans?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you, man, I wore slide on shoes. I didn't know. He was like, dude, G Star. I'm like,
fashion? That
G-Star,
man.
You got to look at Instagram and you got to call your boy, man. You know,
that's the fashion guy right there.
He's in the fashion.
Always in the fashion, but you always got to look at Instagram. Like, typically, that's where you get
trends.
All your new trends at. Yeah, I see
especially
him.
Streetwear.
Yeah, I see him post all the time. We send posts back to back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? About new shit that we got coming out. Yeah.
My thing is, you're a whiskey pioneer. You're a whiskey. You're taking over the whiskey game. You can't be showing up looking like shit.
I know.
He's all about the regular flannel.
Like, I'm not buying your whiskey, you show up in some fucking Adidas sandals.
The last time I wore some slip-on Under Armour, like dad shoes, and he roasted me straight.
Oh, yeah, what were the shoes you wore?
They were just
last
dog
time.
Shit Under Armour. He was like, dude, you got to
successful freaking
he's all in LA
whiskey mogul, man.
Fucking dad shoes.
I wish you would have worn
Adidas track suits. That's what you need.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, no. You would kill it with that.
Yeah. Eastern European.
Yeah,
look,
I'm not feeling it either, man.
No?
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Whiskey DMC. That's what I feel.
Whiskey DMC.
Whiskey DMC.
I wish you would have worn those shoes today.
I'm glad he didn't, bro.
Yeah, because this guy.
You get started, then I get started. Once the floodgates open, it's on.
He won't stop.
Yeah, you should, like, at the Airbnb, we all stay there. Like, someone will walk out, like Chappelle, and Justin walked out in all black. And I just go, you guys are wearing all black today, huh? And then it's on.
And it's just like,
it just
starts.
I'm going to change my clothes.
I said, Justin looked like Fetty Wap manager.
I said they look like security for Willow Smith.
You gotta be careful with the security look, man. But I saw some South Park Tally shoes that Brandon was and I wanted to buy those.
What?
They're Tally. They look just like Tally from South Park.
Sick. Oh,
and when
he goes, I'm so high right now.
And when it's hot outside, his eyes get red like he's high.
No.
But they're $800, and I was like, ugh.
Who does it? Nike does it.
Adidas.
That's not too crazy.
It's not too crazy.
Yeah.
Adidas does them.
Adidas, yeah. Adidas does a lot of dope collabs. Like they did the Toy Story.
Did you say pull up chin?
Yeah. Pull it up chin.
I'm not paying.
Oh hell no! Those look like some.
See,
you would rock those.
So to me, I love South Park. So like, are these cool? I don't know what's cool.
Yeah.
I'm asking my daughters. Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes. When it's hot outside,
I'd rock the shit out of those.
Yeah, 150 max for me. That's
no, 800. I would. So my son, when he was going to Disney World, I got him the Toy Story, the Woody Adidas. I didn't realize they're like collector items. These bitches were so expensive.
We bought them anyways.
But I already told him I was gonna get them because I thought
total Brandon.
Is it only kid sizes?
Yeah.
No, I got me a pair, my girl a pair, and my son.
Oh, got it.
They're like collector items. This is a nightmare. But once you tell a kid something, like there's, he won't drop it till it comes.
True.
I fucked up.
When that happens, I always just tell them, oh, they're out. And then they forget about it.
Oh.
Yeah. So Brendan's a better dad than me. All right. So let's let's jump into it, man. So we wanted to get you in today to talk about your whiskey. I know you've talked about it off and on over the past, feels like a year almost, right? Like
It's been a 2-year project. It got serious like a year ago. Yeah.
So, and a year ago.
And you've been a tremendous help.
That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting, for, waiting for a little credit there.
He stuck his chin up ready for it.
I don't have especially in this space, like I don't have the ego when it comes to whiskey and bourbon and stuff like that. I don't have the ego where I'm like, oh, I got this. Like I'm going to call someone who's been in that lane and you have, you know, the connections and you're successful. So my number one thing is like before it launched, they sent me the labels and my things like marketing and graphics, like that's what I'm obsessed with. And they sent it just didn't feel right. But I felt pressure because there's a team of guys. It's a whole team, you know. So they sent to me. I was like, oh, man, they just don't feel right. I couldn't sleep at night. So I text you. I'm like, dog, these labels, they just don't feel right. What do you think? You're like, dude, you need to do this. You need to work with these guys. So I called them. I'm like, hey, I know you guys probably printed these labels. I'll cover whatever cost you paid for it, but we got to use this company to do the labels. And bro, the labels came out. They had all the labels. Sent them to you. They've already won awards.
Yep.
They've already won awards.
It won the exact same award. Mine did. I looked to see if I got the better award, and they were like this. I was like, God damn it.
Yes.
It's done well. You reached out to me, and here's the thing. Like, there's some things that certain people can pull off, certain styles that people can pull off, but it's to an individual. It doesn't always work on a product.
Yep.
And so you sent them to me and I was like, I'm not sure it would be cool as a shirt. Like there were things I thought about your label originally that I thought would be cool that if you wore it,
yep,
but not on the shelf.
Yeah. For fashion,
so
it's great.
And I'll give a great shout out to Kevin over at CBC Creative in Dallas. And we worked and we went back and forth and I liked one specific label and there was all three won an award.
Yep.
And so
we're using all three.
Are you really?
Yep.
Yeah, make them collectible.
Yep, doing special editions.
Shout out to
Kevin. And Kevin actually came to my show in Austin. Met him in person.
Great guy.
Yeah, great
guy. You know, he's a talent agent.
Yeah, we were talking about
it. He reps Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. And I was like, dude, he's still selling tickets? He's like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
He moves major tickets.
So they selling awards for vodka?
I mean, not selling, now? For like, giving awards. For awards? Designs and for whiskeys. Yeah, they're actually,
awards.
Yeah, so there's a couple different types.
Did you get the trophy?
They mailed it to me.
Yeah.
And then I put in a frame.
Kevin, I'm waiting for mine. Let's go, dude.
Yeah. Kevin.
Give me a goddamn trophy.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
So what?
Justin was like, he said, they're selling awards?
I'm like, they're giving awards for alcohol.
Yeah, so the company that gave this particular award is like the Emmys or Oscars of label design.
Damn.
So, and to get what he got, which I believe was a silver award for all three labels, which is crazy, which is great. And then, of course, there are spirit competitions. You can send them a bottle, and they'll give you like a double
which
gold.
Which is what we're doing.
You got to do that. It'll automatically increase sales. And for I have only helped with the packaging. I didn't help taste the liquid. I'm excited to get some. So when the moment it comes in, send it my way.
First to market, American bourbon mixed with Japanese whiskey.
That's a very first. And I was a little nervous about it.
Me too.
But a great example is we've got a bottle here. Legend. This is the closest thing to it. It's bourbon, but it's blended by a Japanese whiskey maker.
So similar.
So it's a cross of the two worlds, but it is all whiskey here.
Mm. What is whiskey made out of?
Mostly corn. Yeah, so grains. So you can have, there's quinoa whiskey, but mostly corn, wheat, and rye, malted barley, that sort of thing.
Quinoa whiskey.
And most of the whiskey and bourbon come out of Kentucky.
Gotcha. There's actually a Kentucky company that does it out of hemp, because hemp is a grain.
Oh.
And it tastes like weed.
Oh,
it does.
Yeah. Well, I got it.
And then some of the best whiskeys
like
in Japan.
I might need to partake.
Like some of the smoothest whiskeys in Japan. So that's where Thick Tiger came from. It's like I want the real smoothest of Japanese, but I still want the flavor of like Kentucky bourbon. Right. So we mix it.
Can't wait to try it.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't. you can't relapse on my shit, man.
Right. Oh man, I'll be a bad British out.
Or it's a great look. It's so good, Chappelle relapse.
So earlier today, every Friday, I spend my mornings blending over at the distillery, and we basically are working on a few projects. Yeah. I have to spit. You can't. If you swallowed half of it,
you'd be hammered.
I mean, shit faced before I met up with you guys.
That was my question. Like, when you are doing these projects and winning these awards, is it like who could get drunk the fastest on the whiskey?
No, it's
or
what
whatever?
It tastes like. Just make sure it's good. You know, gotcha. I mean, you'll get awards on packaging and stuff, but like what we did this morning, we tasted through 17 different liquids. I can't talk about it too much, but we're doing a Canadian rye project. And you've got to spit it out, man.
But also at the end of the day, like you can have the whatever the best label you want, but if the actual product's not good, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you decide to break your fast to taste it but spit it out, then you're still good, right?
What do you look for?
Look at him, man. Look at him.
He's always trying to get Chappelle to relapse.
Hey, no.
Chappelle almost relapsed in Austin.
When I got snapped
in the
audience.
Yeah, it's great.
It happens. But,
you terrified me, by the way.
I remember you. I'm a nice guy.
You're so nice. You hear stories about you freaking out. I'm like, man.
Yeah, it's in there.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
That's my nickname on the street.
Yeah.
No, I remember last time we were talking and you said you interviewed someone that deals with alcoholics.
Yeah, so
a doctor or something.
We had a couple doctors on that discussed.
You said there was 5 things.
12.
Or 12 things.
There's 12 red flags that you're an alcoholic and it's based off your habits in the past 12 months. Mm. So if in the last 12 months you've tried to stop, like take a break for a week and you can't, Shab took a month off. So that is a good sign. That means
that's
he's
a good sign.
Not an alcoholic, right?
But that year in the pandemic, going through all the stuff with Brian and Leah and the fire and the kid, I was straight up alcoholic.
Yeah, you know, I just realized. So John Witherspoon, 2 weeks after doing my show, passed. Rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P.
2 weeks after doing my show, you guys get COVID and Brian
got canceled.
So
hopefully nothing
happens.
Let's
hope David Lucas
time.
And Justin Elliott are, you guys are, you know.
I'm pretty healthy. Yeah.
COVID antibody.
No, so.
Shots.
I can't remember. So one was like.
One's like if you're preoccupied with it. I know you said you kind of, when you took a break, you had a little bit of rough time at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
Hey, I've been without it for 7 years.
Yeah, that's reassuring,
that's a good sign.
Right? Like if you can go 7 years without it.
Yeah, you're good.
You know, and if you were to get back into it. So also if you binge drinking is not even a red flag. Like if you binge drinking is considered if you had more than 4 drinks in a sitting. Well, that's
okay. That's a red flag.
I'm gonna have four drinks. No, but it's not a red flag. That's what I'm saying.
You said more than four drinks?
Binge drinking is unhealthy, but it's not a sign of alcoholism.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, you go out and you party for the night. I'm going to have four at the improv just watching you guys.
But if you party Monday through Sunday, that's and you the have problem. Four drinks, yeah.
Yeah,
so if but you if say, one night.
Yeah, if you say like.
You're talking one night.
Yeah, yeah. Binge drinking is literally. No, even if you drink moderately every day, that's not even a sign of alcoholism.
Yeah. What Did is an a alcoholic sign? Make these rules up?
No.
I know. I'm like, who made up these rules?
So there's two things to remember. There's alcoholism and there's unhealthy. It's not healthy to binge drink. It's not healthy to drink every day.
Right.
But it's not necessarily a red flag. If you say, I'm going to go out for an hour, honey, I'll be right back, and you come home at 2 a.m., that's a red flag.
Damn.
See,
I was watching Yellowstone. I was watching Yellowstone. They always drink whiskey in that. And I like whiskey. You sent me your whiskey that dropped. So I was like, why not? Put the cowboy hat on. Watch Yellowstone
flag right
and
there.
Just get hammered, man. It was fantastic. But I'm talking three seasons of that, dog, during the pandemic.
Yeah.
My girl's like, man, I think you got a problem.
Yeah, you
right.
Go see somebody.
So when I first got into this, I wasn't working in the business. I had just, we had 20 bottles at the house. And my wife is like, people are going to think we're alcoholics. And now we've got about 1,200 at the house. You saw, I sent you pictures of my collection, shelving. And you have all these preconceived notions about alcoholism.
Yeah.
And you just assume. Right. But a lot of it is
the problem is
you talk to doctors, they reassure you.
You talk to doctors, but if you know, I know someone who's a bona fide alcoholic in my family. It's like when my girl's like, I think you're an alcoholic. I'm like, you ever seen a real alcoholic?
Yeah.
You ever been around a real one? This ain't it.
Drinking a handle a day, yeah, some stuff like
this
that.
Ain't it.
That's all real red flag stuff. Yeah.
So, what a day?
A handle a day.
What's like a handle?
We had a family member, like a, this is a 750, a 175. Damn. So, like a half gallon.
A day.
There are some people who drink a half gallon of vodka a day.
And still be able to function?
Oh, yeah. You ever watch Intervention? Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah. Bro, some of them get the shakes if they don't have it.
Yeah, they have to have it. So when they go to rehab, they still give them a little something so they don't have withdrawals and
that's
die.
What
I didn't get the shakes or anything like that. It wasn't like...
Dude, I tried quitting coffee. I was like, I'm going to quit coffee because they said if you go off it, it helps and stuff. Because coffee, like I have a 6-shot espresso, it does nothing to me anymore. My adrenal glands are fucked. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go off it. I lasted 6 hours. I was shaking, sweat, curled up in a ball.
Damn.
My stomach
was about to shit.
Oh, dude.
Hey, look at him. He pouring it up.
Yeah.
You know I like to smell them. I just like to smell it.
This is Legent.
You just give me a taste because you know I'm a lightweight.
Yeah, anything you can't finish, just dump in that big tall glass in front of you.
Oh, dope.
Cool. Or give it to us.
Sure. All I got left is fancy glasses here, so.
Because Mark's fancy.
Mark, say hi to the audience.
Hey.
He'll be on here in a sec.
I'm about to say Mark.
I'm about to tag him in.
Yeah, so I talked to them just because I think there's all these misunderstandings around it. So I sat down with them. They gave me all the 12 red flags. Separated, healthy, and things you should be scared of. But I think
were you
just
worried
in a dark
about
place.
It? Were you worried?
I
about
was
it?
In a dark place.
I have to worry about it, like you. I know who the person in your family.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. Mine was my uncle.
Oh, there you go.
And he died.
There you go.
And so I have to be careful with it. So I'll take breaks sometimes. But my job, I literally there's people working in the industry. You drink every day.
And
you just have to be careful of it. But a lot of people fully function in the alcohol industry.
I used to get down so hard on Wild Turkey, man.
It's still one of the best.
And not for a good reason.
How many glasses a day?
Oh, man. It was just, you just pour it up.
I'm glad you don't, though.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of glad.
If you're all out of control and shit.
Yeah.
Well, you're the healthiest I've ever seen you, man. We talked about the coffee shop.
Last time I was fat. You know what I mean? Now I'm good. It's because of Hella Mark.
We'll see old pictures. By old pictures, I mean like 6 weeks ago. So thick, dude. It's like, damn,
did you see the before picture I put up?
I saw everything.
Oh, you saw
it? I saw everything. I've seen every episode of the show. I saw the shirtless photo you took.
Yeah.
And I saw Brendan calling you out. He's like, nah, you're more than this. You're like 270.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
come on. You know how many people thanked me for posting that photo?
I told you.
So many people thanked me.
I'm like, so many people are going through that.
Yeah, they were like, oh, Will Smith means a lot. That you did that. I was like, what?
What's that gut do, baby?
What's that gut do, baby?
That teach something to do something.
Yeah.
Has rang very well in the marriage life.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
You know, hilarious.
Walk in it right after a hot
shower. Let me smell that one.
But the gym we go to in the valley in Woodland Hills, that zoo culture, most people look like Mark and they all work out without their shirts. So it's kind of motivating. And we'll see like these two jack guys. I'll look at Chappelle. I'm like, bro, we just ain't there yet.
We ain't there yet. We'll be laying on the ground stretching and shit. These dudes are all just.
They were filming something. I was in the back. They're like, hey, Shrek, out of the fucking shot. I'm like, my bad. My bad.
Yeah, that's one of the downsides to the liquor industry is you all you do is drink and sit and talk. And it's like, I'm 235.
And you're 235?
I'm 235. I'm very dense.
You look great.
Well,
you was eating those. You was eating those kale, those Chick-fil-A kale salads,
bro. Listen, you talked about that the next week, and you ripped me apart. You're like, this dude's trying to talk us into eating kale salad.
Oh yeah, because we were.
Well,
like,
I don't have the willpower to pull up to Chick-fil-A and be like, I'll take a kale salad. Because <Right. laughs> I will stare at that fucking spicy chicken. Like,
kale salad.
Go ahead and toss all the spicy chicken in the kale.
I was in a weight loss competition last year, and
makes sense.
And if you eat it 2 days in a row, and that's all you eat, kale stays with you a while. I lost 7 pounds in 2 days.
Damn.
And but I've gained it all back. Let's change the subject. David Lucas, nice to meet you, man.
What's up, dog? What's
Justin,
up, man? What's
that? Very nice to meet you guys in person.
What's going on?
Been following you for a while. I'm glad you both can make it.
Oh, it's the squad, man.
Man, yeah. Got lucky.
Heard you guys killed it last night.
Yeah, I think it went well.
It was good.
Yeah. It's a good show, man, because you got Justin emceeing, hosting, and you got David Lucas doing 20, you got Chappelle doing 20, then I close it up with a, you know.
Did Jay talk to you about what I talked to him about?
No, what?
I'm looking at booking shows.
What do you mean?
Oh,
I mean, like, I talked to your boy Brandon Lewin over at Vulcan Gas Company.
Yeah.
Love him. So, we do a whiskey festival here. It's 2,000 people at one time.
Oh, shit.
So, we could do a comedy show, 600, 800 people all at once.
For sure.
Reached out to Jay. Jay's, you know, I want to make sure I got all my ducks in a row.
Yep.
And I reached out to Nate Bargatze, a few comedians. I think it'd be great to do just a couple, just for fun.
No, count me in.
And you've got the improv. It's got 400 seated.
450.
Right.
Second biggest improv in the country.
Right. So
that's why it says improv theater on there.
Currently, the next step is like House of Blues, which is like 600, 500.
Yeah, House of Blues.
So we could do 800.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's, you know, it's 2,700 over at the Revention Center or whatever it was before. Bill Burr does that
one. Theater.
It's a pretty big place.
It'd be a dope thing though.
It's a massive event venue. The green rooms are insanely huge. Biggest green rooms in the city. I mean, and we do that.
Yeah. You bring in some big headliners. We have my boy fucking Peter shoot it.
You know how I'd like to do? I didn't want to do you first. I told, I have a buddy who figured out that you could. He's a pool guy. He's like, dude, I could build pools. You want me to build your pool? I was like, I'm not going to be your first pool. Like, talk to me after you figure it out.
Yeah.
And I told Jay, I was like, I don't want Brendan to be my first show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work the kinks out first. But I thought about Andrew and Bobby, like they want to do live. Bad Friends. And so I'm working on it. But I think I figured Jay would have talked to you about it.
No.
If we do like 3 or 4 a year, it'd be killer, man.
That'd be insane. That's my vibe, too.
And we could easily do 800 people at a time. And the way the venue is, you come in one door, you go out a back door. So you guys could do merch sales. I mean, the whole thing is just awesome. So, all right. So let's move on to something else. So I know I know you've got your – when's it dropping?
I would say conservatively June.
June. Nationwide distribution
end of
or
June.
A few states at first?
Worldwide.
Nice. Okay. All right. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This all smells good.
I think I
smell it.
Chappelle by the relapse. Yeah, that bottle was great.
Yeah. So we did. Okay, we can do that with Amroot. Let's go Japanese. I haven't had a bottle of Yamazaki in a few years.
You drink that's your
sake? Nice whiskey.
Yamazaki. Yeah. So it's a hard to find single malt from Japan that's 12 years old.
Why did you drink all that?
Bro, it's early.
Too hard for you guys?
I'm not really a brown drinker.
Come on, man. Yeah. You got this.
I mean, I drink brown, but I'm lightweight. You know that.
At the airport, you had half a gallon of tequila.
I know, right?
You really did.
Yeah.
You pulled up with a whole bottle of
and a Diet Coke.
Someone, damn, man, you're having vodka this early? Like, come on, man. You know I don't drink vodka this early. It's tequila.
He said, your nose is messed up, dog. It's tequila.
Bro, I got anxiety, bro. Y'all want me to flip that plane over? You better let me drink my drink, bro. I had an edible in a drink, bro.
Really? Wait, do they even serve alcohol on the planes anymore?
No,
he had the first class and comfort only.
I've had wine in first class. Yeah,
they still do it. Yeah. Every time I get on a plane, I order something.
Unless you fly Spirit.
So
I need some water. Like, bitch, you lucky you get a seatbelt.
Whiskey, I got a question. So are they starting to treat whiskey tasting like kind of like the way they treat like wine tasting?
Yeah. So there's a lot of high end stuff. Though, right? Yeah. Yeah. Like this bottle is hard to find. I think last time I saw it was like $200. If like it usually you could buy it for $100.
Yeah.
And the black market, like it is with shoes, same thing with whiskey. Mm. We had a bottle of 18-year-old marriage cask from E.H. Taylor. The bottle was $75. It's trading for $2,000.
Oh, that's nice.
$2,000?
$2,000. And people are paying for it without blinking an eye, especially with those stimulus checks.
The stimmies.
Shout out.
During quarantine.
Shout out.
They've really helped Justin during this pandemic.
I don't want to knock nobody. Say that. Oh, yeah.
I got four
really
kids. That stimmy was very
Especially
I didn't even need it.
Four?
Oh, yeah. You know how many lottery tickets you get?
Oh, yeah. Especially with that new
I want six, bro.
Hey, hello, Mark.
I want six.
Come get in this.
And four baby mamas.
Come tag in.
You have two baby moms now, two kids.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
I want to mix it up.
I want a Hispanic baby mama, and I want to.
Because what were they now? Two. One's Jamaican.
One's Jamaican, and one's Black and Native American.
Okay, Jamaican. Okay. So you need an Asian. You need a Mexican.
That's it.
And let's go ahead and throw in a white girl.
Man. Yeah. That'll probably. I'll probably get a white girl pregnant when I get like 45.
Yeah. That's just dope, man.
You get that headlining money. You're like, all right, a couple of white baby
moms. That's on his to-do list.
There's a.
He'll be headlining about fucking, I don't know, 6 months probably.
I mean, I got a few headlining gigs.
Yeah, I'm saying like nation. Yeah. Like,
full time.
Another year. Yeah. I give another year. It's a lot. It's a lot of work. People don't understand that to headline, bro. And I don't want to do anything prematurely. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got a solid 30 right now. Like, you know what I mean?
You'll see it tonight.
I can't wait. Every time the first
Chappelle's head, nothing makes me happy when Chappelle tells me, he's like, I can't go with you this weekend, man. I'm headlining in Philly. I'm like, God damn, all right.
Oh, yeah, I was really happy. I talked to Brandon Lewin about your weekend. And then, of course, I heard you talking about it on the show. So, I couldn't be happier. And was it 2 years ago when you first came on, Derek and was it Hassan? Yeah, they killed it.
Yep.
I mean, you've got a history of getting killers on the road.
Correct.
And that's the way to go.
They usually move on and headline. That's the way this is supposed to work.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Unless
that's
you're
really
out of comedy.
How it's supposed to get. Yeah.
That's what headliners, you know, see potential in people and bring them and, you know, culture them a little bit by taking them on the road.
That's how I got put on. Think about it. That's how what Rogan and Brian did for me and Theo. So it's just giving back, man.
Mark,
yeah.
Welcome to the show, buddy. You just kind of came on.
Yes.
You going to stand up soon or just get on stage and take your clothes off?
No, what Mark needs to do, and I've been talking about this, he needs to do his own podcast because he gets so many DMs on like lifting questions and bro science and shit. I'm like, dude, you need to have a podcast. Quit answering DMs.
Yeah.
Do a podcast.
I would love, that'd be great. And I, you know, Brennan generously offered to help me get that started.
I'll produce that thing.
And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. Because right now it's like, if you DM me, sure, I have a minute to like answer your question. And a lot of people are very grateful for the fact that like you're responding to them with like, usually it's just basic stuff. Like, let me point you in this direction. You know, even though people might come to you like, train me. It's like, I don't think you need me to train you, but maybe you need to, you know, look at what you're doing in
Mark
the gym.
Mark helped me with my workout this past week.
There we go.
He would crush it on there, man.
What's the biggest, the thing that you're tired of seeing the most, a misconception that's out there the most?
I would say the biggest thing that I like personally pisses me off in the world of Instagram fitness is these functional fitness pages that kind of sell you this idea that fitness is achieved through like novelty, you know, like, you got to do the one leg thing on the BOSU ball and you're bouncing while pressing and making it overly complicated. In other words, because people do that for the sake of their content. They're like, here's the new thing. And the new thing, Instagram obviously feeds it.
Yeah.
It's harder to
meat,
sell.
Meat and potatoes.
The base. Right. It's like, you can't
like
sell
with Mark,
potatoes.
We're doing like deadlifts, bench, dumbbells.
Do that as much as you can. It sucks because guess what? Deadlifts are fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know, running, all the basics are hard, but my idea is you get in, you do them as frequently as possible. You make a habit out of it. You don't have to start with 100 sets in a workout or whatever. You know, I'd rather have you do 10 in 10 sets, make it a habit, spend an hour in there, keep doing it, and don't look to be like ripped by summer if you're 30% body fat right now. Yeah. Make it a year. Say, give yourself a year and make that slow, steady progress and make it like it's breathing now where I just get up and I do this. I don't think about it because so many people over the pandemic would hit me up like, hey, I really want to work out, but I don't have an hour. And I'm like, an hour? Like, what about one set of push-ups? What about a walk outside? Because right now you're not doing anything, you know.
What about something?
Exactly. And that if you commit to saying, I'm going to do something every day, even if it's just 60 seconds, like, one, you know, do high knees for 60 seconds. Your heart rate's going to get up and you're going to sweat. And if you do that, you might want to do more.
Well, and I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I was talking to Chappelle about this, but you've helped for a very long time on the podcast, you guys have talked about these things,
yeah.
but you've helped motivate them. You never what?
No, I'm just, yeah, we talked about it, but we never did it.
Right, but you've helped motivate them and hold them accountable.
Right. And that's just a very, that's.
And you guys look great. I mean, both y'all look amazing, right? I
my saw shirt's you. Too small, but thank you.
But the thing is, like.
My jacket.
Brandon, you know what, first of all.
My wife has the same jacket. Yeah.
Brandon and Chappelle, great workout partners, because we're all committed to showing up. And that's kind of the big thing is like, can you show up at 8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
Well, a lot of people don't. If you can get your ass through the door or out the door if you're working out outside, I think that's like so much of the battle, because even if you show up and did a moderate workout, you know, half the time, if the other half you push hard or whatever, you're already, you know, really going to see results from that. So I do think it's just about committing to the routine, not being scared, not making it a bigger thing like, oh, I have to work out for an hour. And then it's not about punishment.
Just get moving. You know what I mean? But also it's like, you know, when we show up at 8 a.m. at Zoo Culture, like you can't help but be motivated. Everybody right. is in shape.
And it's
they're
a
all
great
Instagram influencers. Yeah. They have their camera guys. Everybody's in great. Me and Chappelle are fast guys in the room.
Fast guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? And the ugliest. Yeah, by far. 1,000%. Yeah. We're the ugliest
people
guys.
People are friendly.
In the
what's cool about Zoo is people like, you go to 24 Hour Fitness and I'm not knocking these other places.
No, you can. That place is trash.
It's not always you know, smelling like,
you know, the mask mandate is still in place.
You're Plant Fitness, 24 Hour Fitness is fucking
shout out second. Disgust.
also disgust.
When was the last time you like made a friendship at a 24 Hour Fit? Like, I'll be friends with the people at the front desk because I see them and they talk to me and stuff like that. But the vibe is just different. Not that I expect anything, but when you go to Zoo, like you see the same people. Then all of a sudden, you're friends. You're motivating each other. What you hitting today?
There's
like,
no just, steam room. Nobody's getting sucked off in the steam room. I don't know if I can say that on radio, but
exactly. Yeah, well, but it's all business. People come in there and they're there to work out.
They're
work, you
know? Man.
Yeah, sure.
Well, beautiful so, people want to be friends with beautiful people too. That's
how. Yeah. Well, whenever me and Chappelle show up without Mark, these big buff black dudes be like, "Man, where's your beautiful ass friend at, man?" Yeah, every time. I'm like, "You're not coming today, man. We're here." Like, all right, move on, man.
But it's just a really positive environment. So I love working out there, and you kind of see why people like it's in Woodland Hills, but people will come from all over LA just to go to Zoo Culture.
Sure.
You know, and they've stayed open the whole time during the pandemic, which is, you
that's
know,
Bradley Martin.
Do people, it's been so long since I've been in a gym. Do people, I know Justin likes to shoot his shot a lot, right? Is that a good place for meeting people?
I don't hit on girls when they're working out or anything. Like, I mean, I just always kind of consider that like a, you know, but
why'd you lick
like,
your lips when you said that right now?
Shit, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, I said I don't.
He basically, I fuck him.
I didn't say I don't follow him on Instagram, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I would say that I just think it's kind of taboo because if you're going up to that girl who's a fit chick, like, and she's in the middle of her workout, like,
it's her work.
Yeah. Her perspective, she can be like, why the fuck am I being? Yeah. And like, you know, girls who are fit chicks have these hangups about like, guys who know less than them coming up to them or trying to spot them on a squat or a bench.
Oh, condescending.
Like, I don't fucking need you. Don't condescend.
There's girls at, there's some big ass girls at Zoo who work out harder than us, man.
Yeah.
They're in
shape.
I would never
like 500 pound hip thrusts and all that shit.
Deadlifting. So, like Lexi would be deadlifting like fucking 300 pounds.
Yeah,
and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. They're there to work. And they know what they're doing. Like, you know, Lexi, like she knows programming better than I do. You know, like I'm not going to presume I know anything more than anybody else there.
Sure.
Yeah. It's so, like real pros in there. Yeah.
But I also think you just meet people. I've made a bunch of friends there just because you see them all the time. But as far as like actually like going up to somebody and interrupting their workout to ask them for a date, if you mean.
Yeah, like the owner of the gym, Bradley's like straight up friend now.
Yeah.
Me and him talking.
Is he in good shape?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. He's super jacked. Strong.
He's like probably the biggest influencer on YouTube as far as fitness goes.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'll like, I mean, like I haven't seen it, but we were like doing 315. He has jumped on cold and did it like 14 times, just like boom, boom, boom. So.
But we can do that now. So what's up, Bradley?
What's up, dude? Yeah, where you at? He's got a really, I've seen him deadlift like, I think like, you know, high 600 pounds. He can squat a shit ton. Yeah, he's just overall extremely strong.
He's a guy who stayed, you know, because LA is North Korea. So they shut everything down and he decided to stay open during the pandemic.
Yeah,
he refused to. So he's in a legal battle with the city right now. They would shut off the power, the lights, the air conditioning. He just stayed open because you got hardcore people that lift there. And then this is how I got started is Chappelle texted me and was like, "Doug, you know there's a gym by your house that's open?" I was like, "No." He was like, "Yeah, look at it. These people have hit me up. So it's right near you. Literally a mile from my house. I've never heard of it."
Sure.
But Segura's been there. A bunch of people have been there. Yeah. I walked in and was like, love at first sight.
You guys are open now though, huh?
June 15th, everything opens. Yeah. We're definitely open.
Don't
let the news scare you. The news scares you. Yeah, masks. We still have the mask mandate, but that leaves June 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we in order to travel for spirit hunting, we had to get my vaccines. And that second one...
Kicked you out?
Well, I mean, I had no symptoms the first one. The second one, I thought I was having a stroke. I did an episode of my show. I couldn't get my sentences right. I felt kind of...
Start talking Chinese?
No, just cognitively... just cognitively not quite there. You know, I just felt like out of place. But
did you have symptoms?
No, I mean, other than just being...
Did you get COVID or no?
No, I never had it, yeah. And I'm surprised because when you guys tested positive, it was right after doing my show.
Yeah, we're all up in here.
I was like, I hope I didn't get it.
I know.
Yeah. I got tested a bunch.
I got lucky. COVID wasn't bad for me at all, and then the vaccination wasn't bad at all.
Oh, you got it too?
Yeah.
Which one?
Moderna.
Okay. Yeah, I got the Pfizer. Speaking Chinese, I actually have a couple of Japanese export bottles from the 80s.
So a buddy of mine gave me a really high-end Japanese whiskey, you know, a few months ago that his a really wealthy guy gave me. You know, I think he said the bottle was like $1,500 or something. And I just remember being like, this is the smoothest drink I've ever had.
Do you remember the name?
Yeah. No, Japanese, I wish I did.
To me, Japanese has the smoothest, man.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know, man. I'm a little
biased?
A little biased, I think.
You're an American.
I'm not a big fan of Japanese whiskey overall.
Oh, wow.
Is it hot? Yeah, so that's 101 proof.
Yeah.
This is called a Kentucky. Oh, yeah, Kentucky.
This will give your girl a mustache, man.
Bro, about to give me one.
This give your girl a mustache.
No joke.
Yeah, so those run about $200 or $300. They're old 1980s bottles of virgin bourbon.
Oh, my God.
They're all 101 proof, so they're going to put a little hair on your chest.
Yeah, you can.
Bro, you sent me one that was 140 proof.
Tastes like gunpowder.
My girl had hair on her tits.
Before or after?
This was my
after.
This is Wild Turkey. That's 101.
Yeah, it's 101 proof. Yeah, that was your thing, right?
My thing.
So
that's high proof.
I'll tell you what the trick is. You got to let your mouth adjust. So keep it in the front of your mouth and just don't swallow immediately. You swallow immediately, it's going to taste disgusting.
Yeah, it's alarming.
Hey, I know how you said you're not a big brown water drinker, but if you leave it there. Your mouth's going to adjust.
It's going to be so fire.
Take smaller and smaller sips. Yeah. And if, I mean, literally, I take the small sip, and then once my mouth gets used to the alcohol, then you swallow, and there's no burn.
So, wow. As we do
that. That works well.
Yeah, you know, they do it in wine a lot, right? Like aerates it.
That's just as strong as mouthwash.
Yeah,
for real. That's mouthwash quality.
But you get used to it. I mean, you started with an ice cube. I think when I first met you were doing Jack and Ice.
Rocks, yeah.
And now I mean, you sent me pictures of you drinking neat, and you still haven't quite got to that high proof octane stuff, that Jack Daniel's barrel proof you had.
I still fuck with it. Yeah, when I took the family in Montana, and they had all sorts of whiskeys out there, and man, I was getting hammered.
Dude, we had some Canadian whiskey come in that was 85% alcohol. It's 160 proof. You can't have an open flame within like 10 feet of it.
They're intense. But
it's like gasoline.
There's so many cool whiskeys, man.
Oh, dude, there's a ton out there.
Oh, I told you I went to...
Kentucky. Where'd you go?
We went to Buffalo Trace, but what I didn't know...
I heard they gave you no love. Wait in line, sir. It's a four-hour wait.
Yeah. She was like, the gift shop's right here if you want to sit there. I'm like, I ain't fucking sitting here.
They even had a shout-out. He had three people shout him out and was just like, yeah, you're not going to skip me, though.
I was taking pictures with people in line. I was telling them, like, why don't you come up here? We're like, all right, man. Answer the big.
Everything that they make currently has a secondary value, like shoes. So it's the exact same thing. People will line up at 5 a.m., 3 a.m., and they'll sit there for 10 hours waiting for the shop to open, buy it, immediately post it online, and make a few $100.
I asked her, I'm like, it's always like this? She's like, typically,
it's gotten crazy. Two years ago, Santino went by. They set up a whole thing for him, and now you got to be Rogan.
We didn't even think about it. I didn't think it would be bad, so I text Rogan. I'm like, yo, I'm at Buffalo Trace. He's like, oh, tell him what's up for me. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to see those people. Like, the line's out the door, man.
No, it's ridiculous, man. And there's great whiskey out there. I mean, I sent you a couple of bottles of ours. That did well. We sold that out in a couple of days.
Yeah, yours is great.
And we've got more coming. We've got some rye. We've got all kinds of things coming.
Is that Whistle Pig?
Yep, that's an 18-year-old Whistle Pig. They sent that to me for DB Woodside.
I know the guy over there, Whistle Pig.
Oh, yeah?
So Whistle Pig.
Doug?
Doug, yeah.
Yeah.
Doug.
He'd be going to Austin.
Yeah, so did you meet him at Vulcan with me?
Yeah.
So he sent me like... Fuck, man, probably $1,000 bottle of Whistle Pig.
That Boss Hog with the pewter top.
Yeah. He's like, let's work together. I'm like, I'd love to, man, but I got my own shit.
Yeah, that's a $400 bottle, and that Boss Hog.
That's the exact one. I have. Yeah.
The Boss Hog has like a metal topper on
it. Yes, it has like a gold metal top. Yeah.
Crazy money, but it's great whiskey.
Really good.
Yeah, they've got everything from like a $40 whiskey to a $1,000 whiskey.
Yeah, they're so great. You really just pay for the aesthetic, like the bottle?
No. So usually you pay for, and this is the thing, like when we had Brian on last time, we tasted some ginger brandy from 1915, 1917.
It was fantastic.
And he doubted me.
Yeah, he did.
He went back to the show. He's like, that shit's not 100 years old. Yeah, it was. It was literally. So spirits don't age in the bottle. There's some slow changes that happen, but it doesn't mature in the bottle. And with whiskey, you can literally keep it sealed. And as long as it's not in direct sunlight or heat, you can have it for 100 plus years.
Oh, wow.
And so I had a point.
You gave me that whiskey from like the Civil War.
Oh, that's what it was.
Bro, it was like 200 years old. It tasted like fucking
Bigfoot's dick.
Custard pissed down my mouth. Dog, it was like custard gave me a fucking golden shower, man. It was so intense. So, dude.
Some stuff you pay for rarity, age. There's some people you pay for packaging and aesthetics a little bit. But I mean
it was dope though.
That's 18 years old. So of course it's gonna be up there in terms of price.
Yeah.
400
Civil War liquor.
Yeah.
So, not quite.
No Civil War, yeah.
I'll pass.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll pass. Yeah.
I don't want nothing from the time when black.
No.
Yeah, I get it.
You opened the bottle and yelled out racist stuff. Yeah.
you just hear the N word.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
What is this?
Open I was like, oh, this is definitely from the 1800s. That opened that bottle.
Open up the bottle, Leonardo DiCaprio.
This bottle will get canceled 2021. Yeah.
I gave that bottle the chin, and Brendan's like, you can taste the racism. It's really.
For real.
Yeah,
I taste it. I was like, man, I can taste the racism.
So you should taste this. This is 18 years old. It's about $370-$400 a bottle. And not nearly as hot, so you're not gonna.
I wasn't legal when this liquor came out. Let's
see here. How old are you?
30.
Oh, are you?
You can never tell somebody's age. How old are you, Mark? You're either 72 or 22. It's the gray because you got gray hair, but then your face you don't have wrinkles.
People used to come up to me and be like, "Man, what's your secret? What do you do?" And I'd start going, "I'm like, well, I work out every day." I'm like, "Oh, you think I'm 55?
Yes,
that's what you're asking me. Yeah. You don't think I'm?
It's, well, tough to it's tell. Gray blonde, right? What is that? A gray blonde? What's
my natural hair color is more like Brendan's actually, but it's so gray now that it looks like that, you know. But this is like the remnants of it being dyed.
But if brown. You don't dye it, it's all silver.
It's mostly silver, yeah.
So slowly let me guess. Years.
Yeah,
what? 42.
No, I'm 37.
37.
Yeah,
it's the gray hair.
Wow, the gray hair messes with
it's
you.
It's genuinely premature gray hair. Yeah.
That's the best one I've tasted.
Yeah, it's a good whiskey. Pig? Yeah, the 18 year old whistle pig is fantastic.
That's the best one.
Justin, how old are you?
I'm 31.
31?
Yeah, you can't tell, huh?
No. Yeah,
My guys can't tell either. My guys are like Asians, man.
Most people think I'm 26.
Is it you're either 100 or you're fucking 22?
Yeah, man, I got Cardi yesterday. Yeah.
You did? Yeah. Trying to buy liquor?
Yeah. Like the other day, low-key.
Chappelle looks 19 years old.
Me and Chappelle are the same age. 87, right?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Because we talked about it last time. We met before.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We met before.
I'm about to say
that. That's right, man. Who's the youngest in the room? Brandon?
No.
He's the oldest in the room.
How old are you?
How old are you?
Oh,
you're 40?
You 40?
God.
He's 40.
So dog, you look better than me.
I'm about to say, white don't crack.
Look how great he looks.
45?
Fuck.
You're not 45.
46.
Holy fuck. That's Asians, dude. And then you turn 60 and you're fucking.
And you're like,
you're Schmeagle.
Yeah.
I wonder, can I still do my joke? I say Asians age like bananas.
I bet you could say that.
One day they look good, then the next.
I got those spots.
That might work.
You think so?
Yeah, avocados.
I hope that's not Asian hate.
Nah, it's tough these days.
Exactly, I would trade.
And your boys are Tony. Let's lay back on that joke. Let's lay back on that joke for a little bit.
I was about to ask, I don't think you guys covered it on the show yet. Did y'all discuss the current events?
Me and Theo did, but it's comedy, man. So it's like that his bit that he did, and then I'll let David speak on it because he's closer to the situation. But it's like comedy's not meant to be recorded on cell phones and put out to the world.
Sure. Fast forwarded.
No, that was, and it was edited. And when you find out how bad of a dude that guy is that did all this shit, which I didn't know, I found out from, people close to the situation. It's like, oh my God, this guy's just clout chasing, man.
Yeah, he's clout.
He'll never work in comedy again.
He ruined himself, bro. You know, that's the crazy part about it.
Canceled himself.
Yeah. And the thing about it is he scrubbed his YouTube of all his
that's nice.
Sets going in on white people, and also him dropping the N-bomb.
He calls crackers?
I don't know exactly what, but he was going in on white people.
That's where I draw the line.
And that is a solid joke.
And then he dropped that video. You know what I'm saying? So like he knew what he was doing.
It's just shady
work.
Well,
I took it, and we get this a lot. I wear plaid a lot. And every time I go to a comedy show here in Texas, if I'm within the first few rows, I get ripped apart looking
for
like
wearing plaid?
Well, just like I look like a racist, white, you know, hipster, depending on who's up on stage.
Yeah, you look like you like werewolf movies. Yeah.
He looks like an accountant for the Proud Boys.
I guess I walked into that. So the I took it as initially as Tony like playing into the Texas audience, right? Like I mean, whether or not you're okay with it or you were a little off put by it, I get it. But I felt like he was like, "Hey, you guys are all from Texas, right? Fuck this guy."
But what you didn't see, and Ari Shaffir posted this, is his set before that. Right. So the soy sauce reference, the Chinese references, all that. That's based off that dude's set. So it's insane, man.
The worst article I saw is an article that said Tony brought racism to Texas.
It just wasn't there before that.
I swear to God.
It just wasn't there.
I said, what?
My thing is, like, how far are we going to let this go, man? I think you got to fight back. I'm like, hey, this ain't it, man. No. Like, there's bad people and cancel culture. If he gets rid of the bad people, I'm all for it. But you got to you gotta draw the line somewhere. What? And comics got to push back.
Yeah.
Because you can't allow it in comedy.
No, you can't. I 100% agree with you. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been in a comedy show where regardless of who's up on stage, they're going to be making fun of either their own race or someone else's race. It happens all the time, and it's clearly meant as a joke. It can be rough to watch if it's only cut that way. Yeah. And it was,
but
it
it's
was
not made. It was tough to watch, but it's not made for the masses. Like that's for Tony's audience in that particular night.
It's like bro,
it's not made to be mainstream.
Context is important.
You're booking as an intimate crowd anyway.
Me and Tony on his show have said stuff to each other that's way worse than what he said that night.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bruh, like, and a lot of people ask me, because, you know, that's my boy, like, how would you feel if he would have called you black or big black motherfucker? Or the N-word? And I'm like, we would have handled it off stage. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And if it was in context, I probably would have laughed.
Right.
If I just went on stage and been like, N-word, 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 and then he's like, give it up for this N-word, I probably would have laughed my ass off.
Sure. Honestly. I think the radio allows, you can say it if you want. No, I'm just kidding. he started saying
it. He was just about to let it fly.
He goes,
I was about to let it fly.
No,
he's like, you're in Texas. She'll let you know the N-word's safe in here.
What?
He's like, Brendan, you're good to say it too.
You're safe with me.
I don't want to say it, man.
It's one of the things that, like, it happens across the board with all of every canceling. Everything I'm seeing is like a boomerang effect. I remember, and you talked about this recently, and I love that you talked about it on air. You talked about how all of these comedians gave you shit for doing the road during the pandemic.
Yep.
And within a few months, when we're still in lockdown, these comedians post tour dates.
You don't hear them now.
And you don't hear them now. There's no apology.
Nothing.
And it's like, no, I ripped you on a podcast that gets millions of views.
Correct.
And then no apology, no. Nothing. We're still friends. Like, nah, you're a piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
It happens across the board.
That's what they do. But also that cancel culture, like, they're eating their own tail. So, like, Chrissy Teigen was the face of cancel culture. What's happened to her now? It comes out, you know, because when the right starts digging shit up, well, it came out that when that girl, she was 16, she married an older man. Chrissy Teigen was DMing her like, kill yourself now. Fuck you. Why don't you kill yourself? Why don't you go to sleep forever? Like bullying this 16-year-old girl. Well, they brought up those tweets. So now her whole like, she had like a whole like cooking line got pulled from Target, Macy's, Bloomingdale's. Like that's and I'm sure more stuff's going to come out. That's why you don't hear on social media now, because you just don't do that to one girl. There's going to be other people out there.
Oh, yeah.
But she was the face of it, like, let's cancel this person. This is ridiculous. Like, you're eating your own tail, man.
Yeah, I just don't think it's sustainable, right? It's not sustainable.
And
eventually it's going to fall in on itself.
It's already happened.
Also, the principle is, if you're canceling someone, they're beyond redemption. So that means if you fuck up, then you're beyond redemption too, right?
You can't.
And my girl was obsessed about it with the Amber Heard. So she's like, oh my God, Johnny Depp's a piece of shit. I'm like,
nope.
I don't know, man. It isn't really. And then it took years for it all to come out, but I became into it because she was into it. And I'm like, oh, Amber. She doesn't have any good reviews. No. Everybody who works with her or who knows her,
horrible
her help,
caught her on camera saying she was going to lie to the public.
She's got mental issues.
He also married fucking Jack Sparrow. He wears eyeliner and got a, I mean, come on. He thinks he lives on a goddamn ship. Yeah. You knew what you signed up for.
Right. Yeah.
It probably saves her money. They could share bracelets.
Yeah.
This is our honey barrel. I wanted you guys to taste it before you left. We put barrel-aged honey, threw some whiskey in, and literally one of like 200 bottles. So if you like sweet stuff, if you like, I think this will hit home, but you're going to need a small pour.
Because so sweet?
It's so sweet and high proof.
Hey, y'all crazy.
Yeah, you weren't lying about small pour. Goddamn whiskey, Pete. Come here. That's good, dude. Thanks.
Yeah, it smells like honey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing is nice.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah, damn, that's
yeah,
nice.
It's like Southern cough syrup.
Yeah.
That'd sneak up on you, like a few glasses of that.
Did I pour you some more?
What's the proof on this?
That's a good question. I want to say 61%, so 122 proof.
That'll get you through COVID right there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's over the sanitizing limit, so this will kill any COVID in your throat. Yeah.
Rub it on your hand.
I mean, that's what I did when I had COVID, drink liquor.
And you're a tequila guy?
Yeah.
Drink
liquor and smoke cigarettes.
You smoke cigarettes?
When I'm drunk.
What, from the 90s?
When I'm drinking. When I'm drinking, I crave a cigarette.
You smoke straight up cigarettes? Like a Marlboro?
Like last night I was drinking.
What brand?
I smoke like whatever's around.
Whatever cigarettes around?
I don't go buy cigarettes.
You smoke weed too or just CBD?
I don't smoke CBD. I don't know.
Damn, cigarettes.
Cigarette.
Says the guy who just put in a nicotine patch before he started the show.
A cigarette when you're drinking only. Like I can't just wake up in the morning and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, I hope not.
No, it's when I'm like when I'm drinking. Social.
You mentioned edibles earlier, right?
Yeah.
You prefer edibles over weed?
Yeah, you want one?
Definitely.
No.
You want a nicotine pouch?
Shout out
to Rogue.
I've never tried them. I'll take one for the road to try. Will you just leave in your lip?
Yeah, man. You just take. I mean, come on. It's harmless.
But yeah, liquor.
No tobacco free, Doug. They're delicious.
I like edibles. Yeah.
Really?
You can't
control them, man. You never know what's in them. It's the Wild West.
It is the Wild West with the amount in them.
You got kids and shit, and you wake up next morning.
You wake up bug-eyed.
That's the only thing you got to be worried about is, like, make sure you put them up. A buddy of mine said that there's a steroid that they sew into your ass.
Oh, my God.
Is that that's not a thing?
Ass mark.
Yeah.
That, where it's like... Is your mark? Mark's like, I'm sorry, what's up now?
David's all, I'll take it from
you. Yeah, so it's like these little... They put them underneath the skin, so it's like a slow release.
Oh, it's a pellet.
Yeah, it's like a pellet.
Yeah, my boy does it. It's a pellet, so it naturally releases like when it's time to go. But you got to get a pellet put in like every few months.
I've never heard of this. I mean, it would make like your... Even if you're injecting, the idea is like, even if you have a long-acting extra, the way to reduce side effects would be as many daily administrations. Hiccups. Even if you have a long-acting extra, right? Because like if you shoot testosterone, let's say you're doing a 1,000 milligrams. Let's just say,
if you just
hypothetically,
right
like I don't know anybody.
He's all thinking if you're gonna the thing. He's just powering through it, dude. He's like, you know, if you're in the health you gotta make sure you're moving your body one time.
Your Wi-Fi.
Are you okay?
Why did that happen? I was like, Michael, right?
In the middle of talking.
He's showing us like a robot.
I was like, Mark,
you gotta get your heart.
That's the most terrifying thing for you to look me dead in the eyes and just almost throw up right after.
I knew it was going. He ain't hicking up right now.
Like you're doing a set. Like,
Everybody glitches once in a while, all right?
tape delay.
Like,
I was going to say before I hiccup, burp, scream into the microphone.
Yeah, it's like time release pellets. My boy does it.
It would make sense. It's just like, is that easier than just like fucking...
Just doing a shot?
Injecting an insulin syringe into your... I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
It's a matter of you have to keep it going. What's funny is
people are always like, hey, man.
Drink some water, bro. Drink some water.
Dude, I feel lightheaded, like I'm gonna throw up.
It's like you're waiting for it. It's like a countdown.
He's like the thing about it.
He's so strong. Yeah,
but he acts like we don't see it. He's like, you just gotta.
He keeps trying to power through it like no one else is watching.
I do have these chronic hiccups sometimes.
No, you're good, man.
There you go. Keep it off. people will be like, hey, I just, you know, like, I want to do steroids, but I don't want to do this, right? I don't want to inject. I don't want to, you know. I just wanna...
It's over. It's over. I can't do it anymore. I can't. My face
he said
hurts.
Not even, he said not even trying to bring that.
Poor Mark. Oh, my God. I can't
Mark
breathe.
Mark was he's like, so for a limited time.
Just explain the most intelligent shit. Yeah.
But this is how I felt with when Joe Coy was on, and he kept making I can't breathe.
Joe Coy
and who's the other car guy that was on recently? Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
He kept making you laugh so hard that your laughter was making me laugh.
Yeah.
You were losing it, and Brian, you guys couldn't keep the conversation on track.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even remember what we're talking about. Steroids and throw up.
I'll just say this. It's like, is that what you have to do? Like put a pellet in your ass?
It felt kind of weird in this guy. No, I think of him as a man's man. You know, there's a lot of machismo there.
Do you realize there's a pellet in his ass?
But he told me that they had to basically cut open his ass cheek and sew into these.
Bro, just do shots. Yeah, what is some sort of boosie?
It's overly complicated. It's like,
the yoga thing. It's like you got the Instagram thing you were talking about where you're overthinking it.
People have been doing this effectively for fucking 60 years.
Yeah, look at Arnold.
Yeah,
like he have still a pellet in his ass. Also, yeah, like people, you know, people are really scared of.
You almost did it.
People are scared of injecting themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, the needles.
Well, it's a little bit terrifying, right?
Is it?
I mean, yeah. I guess it can be.
No, I've never been scared of needles. Yeah, I've never been scared of needles.
Is that a public on-air admission?
He's
pretty loud and proud about it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, here's the thing. Ask me about it. Nobody ever asked me. It's like my political beliefs. It's like, are you? Well, nobody ever asked me about it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
If you ask me, who'd you vote for? Talk about politics. Usually people don't fucking ask.
Yeah.
So.
Well, listen, I can't thank you guys enough for coming on the show. Yeah. Brendan, Mark, everybody, thank you so much for being here. Your whiskey drops in a couple of months.
June, man. Yeah. End of June, I'd say.
Nationwide, worldwide distribution, so it should be out there. Do you know how many bottles is going to be hard to find or regularly available on the shelf?
Pretty regular available.
Yeah.
Restaurants, everywhere.
Do you have a price point?
$50. $49.99.
Somewhere in there? Wow.
Yep.
It's a great
price
point.
Limited drops and stuff like that. A little more higher end, but the general public want to be $49.99.
So there's going to be line extensions.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yep.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah.
Give your
love
dates.
You guys.
Absolutely.
We're in OKC, June 11th through 13th, Brickstown Comedy Club. And then Denver Comedy Works, downtown Denver. I think that's end of September. Mama, I'm coming home.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to be with Chappelle Lacey in Appleton, Wisconsin, and June 4th and the 5th. What you got coming up?
David Lucas.
What's up, man? Check out the Fat Pessimist on my YouTube and check my Instagram for dates. I'm bad with numbers.
Hello, Mark Harley on Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram.
You can catch him bothering you on your walking trails in the mountains.
I saw that video of that guy being chased by one. You guys come on the podcast.
That was Mark. That was Mark.
Some of my best work.
That's how you got famous, bro.
Love it, man. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, dude. Thanks so much.
See you tonight. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.